Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's vehicle insurance landscape is undergoing something of a significant change. It's driven by shifting consumer behavior, financial pressures, and also emerging technology. And a new TransUnion survey reveals alarming gaps in auto insurance coverage and also highlights the role of innovation in bridging these divides. And joining me tonight to discuss the findings and, I guess, the future of vehicle insurance is Skalk Fischer, who is insurance vertical sales leader at TransUnion. Skalk, good evening to you and welcome. Your survey highlights a troubling disconnect between vehicle ownership and insurance. So why are so many of us uninsured in spite of the fact that we must understand the risks?
Good evening, Jeremy. Good evening to the listeners. That's an extremely good question and I wish there was an easy answer. I suppose that people are effectively just balancing the need to have transportation to what they can afford. And unfortunately, in that calculation of affordability, the speed or the value put on insurance is lower down than it should be. Because I think that most people, you know, take the risk until, of course, it's too late, and then they have buyer's remorse.
And it is understandable, though, as you say, affordability is a recurring theme, but we've got to deal with the rising cost of living, and inevitably it is going to impact our decision around insurance, particularly when financing vehicles, for instance. So is there an easy way to get around that, or do you think we've just got to bite the bullet sometimes?
I think that fundamentally, in a South African context, we need to start looking at the total cost of ownership, right? I think that there's this... there's the need. So I need to get to where I want to go. I need to go to work. I need to travel. I need to get around. But at the same time, on top of that, you need to balance the risks, right? It's fantastic to go and buy that brand new car and have a look at, you know, all the bells and whistles and having the leather seat and the, you know, all the extra mags. But in that calculation, people forget to build in insurance. And again, I think that we all need to have a view of what that means, right? So I think the question, I suppose, that I'd put to all of us out there, all people that own cars and have to have insurance or should have insurance, is have you actually thought about what the real value of your car is? And if you no longer had your car, so if there was an accident, and you know, people always say, I drive safely, so I'll never be in an accident. The problem is that most accidents are caused by other people, not you. You know, someone goes through a red robot, doesn't stop at the stop street, and he hits you. There's nothing you probably could have done. The guy rams you from behind when you stopped, and all of a sudden you have no vehicle. And if you have no vehicle and you have no insurance, then things become, you know, escalate quite quickly. I mean, if you consider that 30 to 40% of all vehicles on the South African roads are insured. So if you put it the other way around, 60 to 70% of the vehicles are not insured. So the chances are being in an accident and someone hitting you having insurance is actually fairly low. So what do you do when the other person doesn't have insurance and you decided to save that extra little bit of money to buy the leather seats? And I think that's really the decision we need to get to, is having people understand the actual risk of not having insurance.
And Skalk, one way of doing that, and you'll explain this to me, is bundling insurance with vehicle financing. So that makes sure that the driver is insured. Is this a model that can work? Has it worked in other countries, perhaps?
It has. There are many instances or opportunities if you look internationally where it's I mean, if you take the UK, for instance, or Zambia, if you want to really go into the African continent, where it's mandatory for people to have insurance when they buy their vehicle or when they pay their annual vehicle registration or license fees, then the insurance is included, especially third party insurance. In the South African context, it's a very difficult thing to add on, right? All of a sudden you have all these cars out there, and how many of them are registered and how many of them are illegally on the vehicle on the road to start with. So the model has its own complexities. In the South African context, I suppose, banks have largely tried that model and are fairly good at implementing the model, with the requirement that when you sign your vehicle asset finance deal or contract, one of the requirements is to have comprehensive insurance. unfortunately, when people went through the financial crisis, we saw that, you know, 20 to 40% of all people with vehicle asset finance contracts that have a contractual obligation to have insurance cancelled the insurance and didn't let the financier or their bank know. So unfortunately, whilst many people drive around with financed vehicles, they don't have insurance. So they've cancelled the insurance. So TransUnion works together with the insurance industry and together with the banking industry to address this issue and to help people to ensure that they have insurance, right? Because there's nothing worse than having your car paid off and having someone drive into and you lose your car. Well, there actually is. It's when someone drives into you and you still owe money on your car and you don't have insurance, because now you have to pay the bank and you don't have a car.
So that's an interesting one. You're talking, I think, about the importance of collaboration, which is a recurring solution. So are the manufacturers, the insurers and the financial institutions working optimally together to make sure that the insurance net is wider?
Yes, I believe that everyone is, right? It still comes down to, we live in South Africa and there is a cost of living crisis, and people have to balance with what fits in their budget. So whilst the insurers in South Africa is actually, we're blessed with an incredibly sophisticated insurance market in South Africa. I mean, if you just consider the amount of options that customers have when they actually look for insurance, of what they can do to mitigate the insurance premium, right? You can, number one, there's lots of competition. So you could shop around and find someone that's looking for this market segment, right? For you. Whether you're young or old, or whether you're living in a particular area, we have more than one car. So there's lots of options. Then you have options to increase or reduce your excess payment. So you insure, but the first portion of your insurance claim you cover yourself. And the higher you put your excess payment, the lower your monthly recurring bill is. Now, that's still a much better view than not having insurance at all, right? Because then you know what you're in for if you get into an unfortunate accident. So that's one way. Other ways is there's so many options around do you drive lots or little? There are a number of options that were put out during COVID for people that have two cars or one car sitting in the garage. So we're actually blessed with unbelievable options. And I think that people need to start taking insurance as a serious purchase, right? Go look around, find what the options are, find multiple insurers and have a proper conversation. And when you actually do get the call or you're talking to your broker, take the time to really investigate. Don't think about, oh my goodness, it's another insurance call. I wish this guy could just get it over with. Sometimes it's worthwhile looking for quality, because this is a payment that's very, very important to you.
Yeah. I mean, no one likes going to the dentist. No one likes talking about insurance. But Skalk Fisher, it's something that we really have to do, because some of those statistics that you outlined to me are fairly alarming. Thanks for your time tonight. Insurance vertical sales leader at TransUnion Africa. New survey just out. Appreciate your time tonight, and good evening to you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.